Mark chapter 2. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was told that he was in the house. And soon many were gathered together, so much so that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as even around the door, and he preached the word to them. And they came to him, bringing one sick with paralysis, who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near to him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof above where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed in which the sick with paralysis lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the one sick with paralysis, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies, claims to be God? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to one sick with paralysis, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise and take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one sick with paralysis, "I say to you, arise, and take up your bed, and go your way into your house." And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, so much so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at the tax table, and said to him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that, as Jesus sat at meal in his Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples, because there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are whole have no need of the physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. And they came and said to him, "Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days. No man sews a piece of new cloth onto old clothing, else the new piece that filled in tears away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no man puts new wine into old wine bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be damaged. But new wine must be put into new wine bottles." And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, Saturday, and his disciples began, as they went, to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why do they do on the Sabbath day, Saturday, that which is not lawful?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did, when he had need and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he went into the house tabernacle of God, in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and ate the holy bread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and he also gave to those who were with him?" And he said to them, "The Sabbath Saturday was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath Saturday. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath Saturday."